What's up, guys, and welcome back to Just In Time. I've actually done this topic quite a few times. I've given talks to young children, adolescents, and working class people, so I thought, why not put it up here? A lot of times when I hear the topic of self-care being discussed, I feel that people think it needs to be very, very extravagant. Like, wow, I need to go for a full spa day, I need to cut off social media, don't talk to all my friends and be alone and must meditate, or like need to go on a retreat. Wow, I'm very, very gaya. But the whole point of self-care is that it is for yourself, it's for you. So it's very, very specific to you. And how I've always seen self-care is kind of like divided into a few compartments. So one is where I always like to use baseline. Baseline is kind of like when, for all those physics people out there taking the IGCSE, you know, when the unit is at rest. I see this kind of like a neutral ground. Nothing too good is happening, nothing too bad is happening. Just your normal, everyday kind of feeling. And then you have above baseline where you're trying to celebrate something. Maybe you just achieved a goal or you just had something good happen in the family. And you know, you guys feel very, very good. The moods are elevated. And of course, you have the flip side where the moods are very, very low. So this could mean that you had a bad day, a bad week, something very, very big has happened in your life where it's causing sadness, it's causing disappointment. Or it could just mean that, you know, you are having a depressive episode of sorts and then, you know, drop below baseline. So, apa itu self-care? Oh, that response, macam very automatic. I've done this talk in Malay a few times as well, so all my Malay started to come out. So, self-care, taking care of the self. What is it really? For me, I think of it kind of like sending your car to service. Before it rosak, you need to send it for service, kan? So self-care is kind of me taking care of the engine that is my body before all the check engine light comes on. Now, how do we do that? For me, I feel if you're taking care of yourself at baseline and above baseline, that's more of the preventative measure. So let's just say you're at baseline. How am I taking care of myself through self-care? Remember, there doesn't need to be a very big or specific extravagant reason. So if you're at baseline, you just want to do something nice for yourself. You want to take care of yourself, kind of like rewarding yourself in a sense. But again, it's not because, oh, I must do something right, then only I can, you know, do self-care. It's more like giving yourself a pat on the back. Hey, keep going, good job, let's keep it up. So again, the reason that I say that this is baseline is because that nothing particularly special has happened. Maybe you just want to take some time for yourself, maybe you want to go watch a movie by yourself, or you just want to hang out with a friend I haven't seen in a while. All those things, as long as it makes you feel good, as it makes you feel recharged after, that could be considered self-care basically. For me, I'm quite simple. Sometimes if I feel that, okay, out of my typical routine, I want to just go, I always say buy ice cream. I don't know why I always use this example. I like sweet stuff. But yeah, I'll go out of my way to get myself an ice cream just to kind of, it makes me feel good. Or I will go to the empty court, go to a basketball court, maybe just shoot some hoops by myself, do some drills by myself. Again, that just kind of makes me feel very fulfilled. And then gives you that extra little, it's a bit of juice. So they can keep going. And then you have more celebratory versions of self-care. Now, the reason I say celebratory is because that when we've achieved something, like we are aiming for a goal, you get it. I think that a lot of us have been hardwired to be like, okay, don't need to celebrate this victory. Just keep going. Go for the next best thing and keep on thinking about what's bigger. And very Asian mentality that, because you know, when you get, wow, I come back, 7 A's, and then you got 1 B+ or 1 A-, and then the parents are just like, why did you get all A's? So it makes us kind of, okay, so we have done all this good. There's a little bit more, a little bit more. There's always a little bit more. And again, I'm not shaming that behavior, right? It's always good for us to keep on striving to achieve a goal. But I think that the problem comes in when we do not acknowledge all of the other good that we've done. And we just see that little bit that could have been done more. Because honestly, if you're being very, very realistic, there will always be just a little bit more that you could have done, man. Even if you're looking at amazing basketball players like LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, even they are always pushing themselves because there's always that little bit more that you can do to improve yourself. But I don't think that it means that you completely overlook all the good work that you've already done. So for this version of self-care, it's more of patting, again, kind of like a pat on the back, but it's more to reward your own behavior for doing something good, for achieving something, sticking to your goals and getting there. It's conditioning yourself to do good, basically. So don't forget to treat yourself well, reward yourself when you feel that you've achieved something that you were actually striving really, really hard to. And then we have when you have dropped below baseline, it could be that you are in a depressive episode or something bad has happened, you feel really, really bad. this is when the check engine light has come on. Now, all of these measures that I'm going to be talking about is more of pulling ourselves back up to baseline because we have fallen below it. And I'm going to be giving more extreme examples because these are things that I have personally experienced and also I have seen either friends or clients go through them themselves. So let's say you're going through a season of very, very low moods or even a depressive episode. There will be times you feel that you cannot even get out of bed. Now, what I mean by this is quite literally, you feel like you cannot get out of bed, but you cannot go brush your teeth. You cannot go to the bathroom. You won't even take a shower. And obviously, you're not going to eat because, you know, you can't even leave the room. So in these instances, you can see that the goal of self-care is no longer to be like, oh, let's be flowery and extravagant. You know, let's go to the spa. This fella cannot even get out of bed. You still want him to go what spa? It's really just to achieve baseline functionality. And that's why sometimes you can hear people saying that self-care could just be going to brush your teeth or taking a shower. Now, you need to put that into context. It's not that they are already doing all that and then like, wow, how come taking care of myself means brushing my teeth? Everybody brushes their teeth. But when you are at that place, just taking care of yourself seems like a very big task. So that is like when you're very, very low functioning, just taking care of yourself. That's like self-care, really just taking care of your personal hygiene, taking care of your health. You know, that's where eating comes in. A lot of them don't even eat. And then, of course, you have examples where if you had a bad day, bad week, maybe there's been death in the family or there's somebody is sick. Obviously, you're not going to feel at 100% when this is happening. And again, this is why I say that self-care is very specific. For some people, maybe they want to be alone. They just want to read or they just want to listen to some music by themselves to let them recuperate. But for some people, self-care in that instance might mean going out to meet a friend. It doesn't need to be a lot of friends, but maybe just one, talk out, rant it out, just feel that emotional support. That also is a different version of self-care. So there's no right or wrong way to engage in self-care. You just need to be very self-aware as to what makes you feel better. After you do it, really, it makes you feel recharged. Or again, if you're feeling very, very low, what can you do that's going to bring you more comfort? Yeah, so that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you have any other ideas or questions about topics that you'd like me to discuss, please either DM or put them in the comments so that we can discuss them. Until the next time, see ya.